Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we talk to the Travel Secretary Ann Sayers. This week's subject seemed really appropriate for where we are in this 4th of July week. American icons. Here's the conversation. It was actually with Julia Fellow and Telly Hughes.
Time now for Travel Wisconsin on Wisconsin's Afternoon News. We have with us Logan Roki. Logan, thanks for joining us. We're talking about American icons.
Hi, good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be on the program.
Let's learn about the state's past at Old World Wisconsin.
Yeah, so you can delve into Wisconsin's roots at Old World Wisconsin as America marks its 250th year as a nation this summer. So this is a living history attraction that actually originally opened in 1976 to mark the bicentennial. So this summer, Old World Wisconsin, they are celebrating America's 250th and their own 50th anniversary. This is going to include a new welcome center that is officially being unveiled and special events throughout the summer to mark the significant anniversary. You might want to head out there this weekend for the Independence Day birthday bash. It's happening Friday and Saturday, and it's going to feature activities like old-time baseball, a parade, brass band music, and a limited-time brew that is inspired by the 1948-era Schlitz recipe. So Old World Wisconsin, though, it's a favorite to visit all summer long. They have 60 historic structures that were preserved and relocated to the site. And you're going to really feel like you stepped into the past through the sights, sounds, and stories of this immersive attraction.
Logan, talk about the legacy of a visionary architect in Wisconsin.
Yeah, so Frank Lloyd Wright is America's most famous architect. His pioneering designs really influenced how Americans view the relationship between buildings and the land. And he went on to inspire future generations of architects. So you can really discover and delve into his legacy on the Wisconsin Frank Lloyd Wright Trail. So this is a trail that follows 9 Wright-designed sites through southern Wisconsin, and each one is a masterpiece that tells a unique story. In Milwaukee, for example, there's the Burnham Block. This reflects Wright's vision for affordable homes that the typical American family could afford. Then in Spring Green, that's really the crowning jewel. It's Taliesin. This is Wright's home, studio, and school, and it's a must-visit experience if you haven't made it out there yet. It's actually part of a UNESCO World Heritage Site designation. It's so special that Travel Wisconsin, we include it on our Wonders Wisconsin. That is our bucket list worthy destinations that every Wisconsinite should visit.
Wow. And American icons blossomed in Baraboo Hills.
They've done some big things there. There's 2 destinations that have really influenced and shaped America's history and culture. The first one is Circus World. So this sits at the original winter headquarters of the Ringling Brothers Circus. That was one of the country's most famous circuses. And today, visitors, they are delighting in these historic displays, artifacts, and memorabilia. That includes the world's largest collection of historic circus wagons. You're going to want to make sure to catch one of those twice daily big top circus performances too. This is a family favorite. This summer too, it's a star-spangled celebration in honor of America's 250th anniversary. Then double that up with by learning about a Wisconsin voice who helped define America at the Aldo Leopold Foundation. So Aldo Leopold's family, they had a cabin, aka the shack, near the Wisconsin River, and they worked to restore that landscape. It was the beauty of this area that inspired Leopold to write his influential novel.
Wow.
That's a Sand County Almanac. And this laid the groundwork for modern wildlife ecology and conservation. So today you can walk in the footsteps of Leopold and tour the famed farm and shack at the Aldo Leopold Foundation.
Logan, what about casting a line in the River of Presidents in Douglas County?
All right, so this is a fun one, a little unexpected, but you can follow the footsteps of 5 former U.S. presidents on a fishing trip. I'm talking about the Boys Brule River, which is dubbed the River of Presidents. So that's because it's been visited and fished by Ulysses Grant, Grover Cleveland, Calvin Coolidge, Herbert Hoover, and Dwight Eisenhower.
Oh, my goodness.
It runs, there's good reason why it's, you know, drawing anglers of all kinds, because it has that trophy-worthy trout and salmon. They're migrating through the river from Lake Superior, and really, you're just going to feel completely at peace. Standing on the shore, you have a rod in the hand, where past presidents have done the exact same thing.
You know, and I think there's so many great things about America, things to be thankful for. Let's focus on the things that unite us, the things we stand for, the things we are founded on, not who's in office right now or what policies just got passed. I know all of that is important, and it is, but it's more about what we've survived. The Civil War, civil rights in Vietnam, market meltdowns. We have always survived. We've always thrived. We are America. I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'm John Mercier. I'll catch you again next week on Experience Wisconsin.